Good morning and welcome to Spotlight 92. I'm your host, Malvin Mass. And of course, every Thursday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis community, the people that are making things happen for your benefit and mine. And our guests today are here to tell us about the Center for Entrepreneurship, hosting the Invitation to Innovation Entrepreneurship Expo. And that's coming up on February the 19th, right here on the University of Memphis campus in the FedEx Institute of Technology. It'll be in the lobby. There will be all sorts of cool things going on over there. And we want to explain, we have guests here to explain to you just exactly what the CEI Expo is all about and CEI itself. And we are grateful to have Brianna Wilson, Marketing Associate, and Amber Davis, Marketing Associate. But then when she sent me an email, it says Marketing Associate, Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation, Secretary, Student Marketing Association, Mentor Youth Empowerment Program. So
you, yeah, I kind of got my hands in a lot of things.
You got a lot of irons in the fire. Right on. Well, thanks for being here, ladies.
No problem. Thank you.
Tell us about the expo.
Well, a little bit about the expo. It's called the Invitation to Innovation, and it will be on February 19th, which is next Tuesday. We have a lot of great things going on. A few of our clients and different business ventures, they're going to be there. And also a lot of profound speakers will be there having different kind of sessions to offer to the public. So everyone's invited. It's a free event. It will be located in the FedEx Institute of Technology lobby, which is 365 Innovation Drive. And we also will offer free parking to the first 50 guests who sign up at eventbrite.com. A few of our sessions, we have an entrepreneur village that will be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that's just for everyone to come out and see the different tables and venues and most of our clients as well. And you can just have fun networking. Bring your business cards because you're going to need them to network with our clients. We have very great things happening with them. There will be networking opportunities and refreshments with building a vital community. That may be a good session for a lot of people to go to. But one of our most profound sessions that we offer is the whiteboard session. And I'll kind of let you guys wander with that one so you can kind of come and see what that's about. But that is one of the greatest sessions that our center offers. So it's going to be a fun event. Everyone's invited, free of charge. So that's definitely something that we want everyone to come and participate in and support us in.
Whiteboard session.
Whiteboard session.
Okay. I won't say anything. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that, too. Yeah, we're going to do the website, but I want to ask first of all, though, about the CEI. And like I said before, when I used to live right around the corner in some apartments right next to the old Masonic Lodge, and they told me that when the university bought that was going to be a marketing center. This is what you guys do, marketing.
We do marketing, but we do a lot of other things to help start businesses as well. Like, it's not just marketing. We also have accounting associates. We have MIS associates. We have a lot of different groups of people who come together to help these entrepreneurs start their businesses.
You get the entrepreneurs. You get the people from all over town.
From all over town. Big businesses, small businesses. We get a lot of different clients.
How long has this been going on over there?
A long time.
It's been going on a long time, but I think it's about two years, I think.
Two plus years. It's definitely a hidden office.
Right.
And that's why we're trying to branch out more and do a little bit more campus and community outreach so we can get a lot of the entrepreneurs who need help into our center. But we're doing more things to just reach out, do some outreach to get more people to come
in. Is this for students? I mean, are you guys are students?
We are,
right?
We're students,
yeah.
But it is not for students at all. We get entrepreneurs
invited. There was a student the other day, I think she takes a class with me, who came in and had an idea, and she brought it to the center, and my boss kind of talked to her and just helped her did idea structuring and just helped her with her idea to take steps to turn it into a business.
It's almost like we're molding entrepreneurs in any field that they need help in. So okay. We're just here to aid anyone, not just students. We're doing it to the community as well. So
right.
So anybody that's got a good idea.
Anyone. From any age. We get them all.
You got some weird ideas over there?
Not weird. We'll say creative.
Yeah, creative ideas. Okay.
Creative ideas. So. And that's the best marketing thing ever. If you can have a creative idea and get someone else along, we definitely can help
you. That's what sells. Yeah. That's what really sells, that creativity. If it's a market that nobody's thought of,
yeah,
we kind of help you take it in the direction that it needs to go so it can sell. Like, it's because it's an untouched market. And yeah. There's a lot of things you can do, and just the right direction is what's key. So that's what we do.
Like, yep. Ken Anderson's The Long Tail.
Right.
You're looking for the people who are on the long end of the tail.
Mm-hmm, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Interesting. That's pretty cool. Now, the expo, like you said, is coming up Friday. But how do people get in touch with you guys? Just in case, you know, we'll talk about it a little later on, too. We'll give the information again, but.
Yes, you can always call.
You can call our number, and it's 901-678-5266, and that is the number to our office. We're open from 9 a.m., sometimes as early as 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. or even 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And anyone will be more than glad to assist you with any questions if you call. And you can also stop by, which is 365 yeah. Innovation Drive. Come and see us.
We're on the third floor.
We love to see our people come
third
by.
Floor.
So
okay.
Third floor. Yeah.
Anytime you guys want to come before Tuesday, maybe some more information about the expo or anything like that, you definitely can come by or call, and we'll be glad to help anyone.
I guess the expo is pretty much set already, so you don't need any more.
The expo is set in stone.
You don't need any new marketers or any vendors or anything like that.
I think our boss, she has everything in order with the vendors, because this has been a project that has been worked on for months. So we don't want to have any last minute things. We want you guys to enjoy everything in perfection.
Right.
So everything is set in stone, and we just want everyone to come out and support it and network.
Yeah, our boss, by the way, is Miss Kelly Pinwell. She's amazing at what she does. She is definitely amazing.
Like, definitely.
And she's a native New Yorker. And she's incredible. Like, you have to come to the center to see her in action. She's really incredible.
Yes.
And this is all about marketing.
Not just marketing, but entrepreneurship. That's what it's about.
And innovation.
Yeah.
Changing new ideas.
It's sort of like that. There's a company that tells people, if you have an invention, bring it to us and we'll help you get
right,
it going.
Right, kind of. That's kind of like what we do. It's more every client that come in, we have a specialized program that's tailored to fit each individual client, depending on what your idea is. That's what we tailor the program that you take your idea through. We tailor it to that specific client and what they need.
Who develops the programs?
Everybody kind of has a hand in it, but the final say is our assistant director, Miss Kelly Pinwell.
Yeah. So how many of you guys are involved in this? It sounds like a lot.
It's about 13 of us now.
13.
Oh,
so
wow.
A dream team of 13.
Yeah.
And the structure of the CEI is, like I said, it's filled with marketing, accounting, management information systems, and finance.
Yeah.
So we have a team of wonderful interns and workers, and our staff is just amazing. So they're just, we have it all. We got it.
And we also have something new that Angela Trio, she is reaching out to our Latino community, and she's been doing really excellent. She's been on I think some of the Latin radio stations, and like, she's doing really great,
really good. So we're trying to branch out and market our brand as a Center for Entrepreneurship company. So we're trying to get out
and
there.
This is it is a company.
It is
sort of like us, licensed to the University of Memphis.
Yes.
And how
we're under University College. Yes.
University College. Mm-hmm. Okay. And everybody's there as a student. It's like a big classroom type of thing, you know.
Actually, no, it's not that structured. Like, it's not that structured. Because we tailor each program to fit each individual client.
Yeah.
It's not as structured as you would think. It's we get the client and get their ideas and tailor it specifically for them. So it we don't go by like a specific outline or plan. Like it's just what Kelly sees fit. Like that's what we do. So
right on. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92. We're talking to Brianna Wilson and Amber Davis, marketing associates with the Center for Entrepreneurship, the CEI, and they are hosting the Invitation to Innovation Entrepreneurship Expo on February the 19th right here at the University of Memphis, the FedEx Institute of Technology. It's going to be in the lobby. The event will feature a day of presentations by people knowledgeable about business startups, plus an entrepreneur village where successful startup creators will showcase their new businesses. And some of those are businesses such as Magician's Marshmallows, Custom Coin Holders, Pretty Sweet Cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
You guys help them out with all aspects of this with coming up with the logo and,
sales plans.
We do it all. Like we said, your plan gets customized to the needs of the customer or the client, whatever they need us to do. We're pretty hands-on and we'll help them with that. So it goes from logos to names to almost anything, maybe social media, setting up a Twitter, a Facebook, or something like that, pictures, you know, different things like that. We'll aid them in any way that they need. So it's fun when you get someone who doesn't have a name, but you know what they're trying to do, so you get to be creative and come up with a name for them or help them do this. Yeah. So
and
it's really fun.
What we try to do is make their ideas become reality. Like, if you bring an idea and we really try to make it reality, whether it's with the logo, if you just tell us, well, I want this and this in my logo, we try to turn it into reality.
Yeah. And now, what discipline are you in? Collectively, you know, what are you studying?
I am a marketing management major, but my focus and my concentration will be in sports marketing. I am a big sports fan, so I would like to market things that actually catch my eye, catch my interest, and I am a diehard Lakers fan, so that is why I love sports. But sports marketing or just advertising and promotions in general, I love it.
Amber, what's your concentration?
I'm a marketing management major as well, but my concentration is more so in commercial marketing. Yeah. I also plan to take up some film classes and some social media. Like, if I could work for any company, it would probably be CoverGirl. Like, I love their commercials and their endorsements, and that's more my field.
Oh, good. Well, we'll be seeing you over here then, because you have to take a class from Roxy.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. This is, like I said, this is a new one on me, and I'm really thrilled that the university is always doing these things that help the community. So many fingers reaching out to help the community that people don't even know about.
Right, and that's what we're trying to pull awareness to CEI now.
Has word of mouth made things work for you guys so far, or have you had a marketing campaign about?
Definitely. Word of mouth has definitely increased our clientele and bringing us more attention than we could ever have expected this quickly. However, we're working. We have a few interns working on different projects that will actually do outreach in every aspect. I am in charge of student outreach, so I'll be on campus more, pulling in more clientele from that. One of our other interns, Angela, she's also doing the Latino outreach, community outreach. And then Benjamin, one of our other interns, he's also doing just the community outreach in general. So we're bringing in everyone from every direction so we can help everyone. So.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So tell me something about some of the speakers that you're going to have. This is the session. The expo is going on all day, right, from 10 in the morning?
10 to 5.
To 5 o'clock. Tell me something about some of the speakers. Butler Snow.
Yeah, we don't want to give away too much because we want to keep a surprise for everyone to come. But we have a really good treats for you guys who actually do come, not only from our speakers, but from our clients as well. So we have multiple sessions that anything that you're interested in, whether it's networking, like I said, building a virtual community that may interest some people. I don't want to say too much about that because they'll have to kind of configure what that means. So come into the session. And hands-off profiting, with 3 PLs. That will be our first session of that morning. It starts at 11 a.m. after you go through the Entrepreneur Village, which is open from 10 a.m. Just different sessions to fit whatever the public wants to kind of view or get into. We have different sessions for everyone's needs. Mm-hmm. So that's our surprise and unique aspect of this expo, is to fit the needs of everyone. So
anyone that's got an idea. So
if anyone that has an idea.
You got an idea. You know, everybody's been looking for that pet rock.
Right.
Back years ago, it was a pet rock. It did absolutely nothing. Got made a fortune off of it just because of the idea. Do you get those kind of ideas, those kind of creative thoughts?
I think everyone has creative thoughts, but like Amber said, they come to us to actually put them into a reality. So we help generate those, and if they're logical enough for you to start your own business off of it, we'll be gladly to help you and assist you in that way. So
you guys do this in a think tank sort of manner.
Our office is our think tank.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, it is. So.
And the whole crew gets involved.
Yes, everyone
Everybody
is so helpful.
Everybody has a hand, and we all work together to, even for just one client, we all work together to, like I said, turn their ideas into reality.
Is everybody a marketing student?
No. We have, like I said, we have accounting, people who are in accounting. So when you come and you have an idea, we also do financial plans. And some of the things that we offer are idea development. We have customized technical assistance. So we have some people in tech. We have mentoring. We have networking support. We give legal advice. We have personalized feedback on business plans. Like, it's a lot of different things. Like, everything that goes into a business, you come to the center and you get it all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you get that one stop and you get everything.
Yeah, so overall, if you have a business, having trouble with a business, or you just have an idea, if you come to our center, we'll help you in any aspect way, like possible, just to help you in general. So,
right.
Do you get very many people with failing businesses that need a turnaround? You had a chance to do that?
Somewhat. Right now, one of the things that we're working on is a new project called Ideate. It's the Innovation Design and Entrepreneurial Action Team Exchange. Yeah. And what it's going to be, it's not going to be just the employees of our center, but we're going to try to pull the students from the university in on it to work with businesses. And it's just for that purpose. Like, if you have projects that need completing, the students will come in and take on those projects, and you have 10 days. The students have 10 days to finish those projects. And I think that's going to be something. This is something new that the center is offering, and it's a connection with local businesses. It's reaching out to the students on campus and giving the students opportunity to gain experience in those fields as well as helping those businesses finish their projects and move on to other goals within their business. And that's going to be great. And it's specifically for what you said, for maybe back burner projects or just projects that just need help or need that extra push. You have the privilege of having students who, with new and fresh ideas and ways of solving things, to finish those projects.
A lot of energy.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and you know, do you get very much corporate support? Yeah, it seems like to me, like you said, some large companies have projects that they might need some help.
We do get corporate support, and we're always looking for new sponsorship. We're always looking for new sponsorship. Right now, we're starting. Me and Brianna have worked on sponsorship strategies and ways that we can get out there and, like, just outreach, because that's what our marketing is, what we do, and just ways that we can get out there and get more sponsors. Like, sponsors are always welcome.
Yeah. Right now, we have pretty good stability with that particular thing, so.
Right on. If you just tuned in, once again, this is Spotlight 92. We are talking with Brianna Wilson, Amber Davis, Marketing Associates with the Center for Entrepreneurship. That's a hard word to say, actually. The CEI. And they are hosting the Invitation to Innovation Entrepreneurship Expo, and it's going to be Tuesday, February the 19th, right here in the University of Memphis campus in the FedEx Institute of Technology. And the event will feature a day of presentations by people knowledgeable about business startups, plus an entrepreneur village where successful startup creators will showcase their businesses. How many, by the way, are you guys going to showcase of the new businesses?
Yeah, it's a lot. There will be 19 of the 34 businesses that we have launched, and that's a pretty good number, 19.
Yeah, I mean, so. The idea is you've launched 34 businesses.
Right.
Oh, yes.
And many more, and counting many more.
Very accomplished in such a little time.
Right. Do you follow up on recidivism? Do you, how long do they last? And like that?
Two of our clients were they were involved in a local entrepreneurship conference. Mosiah Bridges is one. He's for Mose Bowes. And he is scheduled to be at the expo, and he's doing really excellent with his business is really booming. He's 11 years old, and he has a bow tie business.
The bow ties.
Mose Bowes is right.
Very creative. Wow.
He is one of our clients, and he will be at the expo.
And there's
we have a lot of treats.
A lot of different vendors. Some things you couldn't even expect, but we're offering it to the public so you guys can view it, showcase it, maybe be interested in your own business for the future. So we're just like giving an open invitation to everyone.
This is the first annual
expo from our center. So
this is
very
something
you're
planning on doing every year.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Mose Bowes. Was that his idea, the title, or you guys came up with that too?
I think that was his idea. Very creative.
That is a great idea.
And
it has taken him very far here. He's doing well.
You know, they say when you start a restaurant, most of the time when you start a business, you have about 3 to 5 years to make it work. And if it doesn't work, then it probably won't work. Where do you see that? When the people that you're helping out, how do you see them doing? Are they holding to that trend, or are they?
As long as they're getting vital information, not only from the center, but it could be job shadowing another business in their field. As long as they get that experience, that knowledge, and always educate and research for themselves, I think you can have a successful business regardless. You can never have enough knowledge on your particular business that you're going into. And coming to our center will definitely help you take those steps along the way so you won't make mistakes and you can ask questions and get grant funding and different things like that. So we're helping you every step along the way. So just educate yourself, research, and just have some assistance as well. And you can do very successful. So I think our clients, I have full faith in them. Yeah. And I know our full center has full faith. We don't doubt our clients. We help them. So,
And for sure, because of being here on the campus of the University of Memphis, you've got the educational foundation. Do you get very much departmental help, inclusion, rather, with the program?
Yes, especially with our the new IDA. A lot of the departments have chipped in with sending out the applications for students to apply and getting, because IDA will be for students in every field. Like, you don't have to be a business major to be involved in IDA. You can apply and be a part of it and gain that real world experience. And even with I know in the College of Business, a lot of the professors have done really good at marketing it to the students. Getting that information out there, and they've really been really helpful, and we appreciate that
tremendously. We have very supportive business professors that if we ask them for their assistance, they usually follow through with, you know, whatever they tell us. So
yes, I suppose this is an exciting project for everyone in the business and marketing community.
Very exciting. It gives us a chance to, especially the students working in the center, it gives us a chance to work and put what we've learned in the classroom into real world perspective. Like, it gives us a chance to work and see what it's going to be like.
This is a very practical internship.
Right. Very practical.
Once again, it's the Center for Entrepreneurship hosting the Invitation to Innovation Entrepreneurship Expo, February the 19th, on the campus of the University of Memphis and the FedEx Institute of Technology. That is, what's the address over there?
365 Innovation Drive.
Yeah, Innovation Drive. It's right across the street from the Holiday, from the, it's the other hotel. It's, Fogelman Hotel. Mm-hmm. The Fogelman, yeah, it's right across the street over there. And it's right there on the corner as you go down Patterson. You see the building.
Right.
And it's a beautiful building over there, by the way.
Oh, yes, it is beautiful.
You guys got the whole third floor?
We're up there.
Yeah, but that's it's going to be... a village. You got to have a nice setup, though. It's going to be downstairs in the lobby.
Right. So it's going to be a very, very nice setup. So,
and it's going to be fun. Like, it's not just it's going to be very fun and interactive, and I don't think it's going to be your normal entrepreneurship expo. Like, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I guess it could be interactive with the future of America, the future of the world, I suppose, is technology.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get very many people coming up with things like this that need patents? And you help them with patents and filing for patents and things like that, too, don't you?
Different things. Just
kind of probably like talking to them if they are coming up with something technological. Mm. We just kind of give them the steps that they would need to take so that they can patent it, I would hope, so no one would take their idea.
Yeah.
So we just guide them along the way, as I said before. We just let them understand the steps that they need to take so they can have a successful business.
That would be something else that I would ask, and that somebody might ask, well, shoot, if I go up there with my idea, they might take it.
We have contracts.
Yeah, contracts that we cannot reveal any of their ideas to any other people, you know.
Or like, any information.
Their ideas are safe. When you come to us, your ideas are safe.
Right on. Well, once again, it is the Center for Entrepreneurship Invitation to Innovation Entrepreneurship Expo on February the 19th in the FedEx Institute of Technology here on the campus of the University of Memphis. The event is free and open to the public, and light refreshments will be served. There will be an entrepreneur village with highlights 18 successful entrepreneurs. It will open at 10 a.m. in the FedEx Institute lobby. The whole thing is going to be in the lobby. Businesses such as Magician's Marshmallows, Custom Coin Holders, Pretty Cupcakes, and Moe's Bows. Others will be stationed at booths displaying their products, providing samples, and answering questions about their entrepreneurial ventures. If you are interested in being a part of this and getting your ideas out there and getting some help to get your business started, you can contact the CEI at 901-678-5266. That's 901-678-5266. Or you can look online at kcnklnpn@memphis.edu. Okay, that's kcnklnpn@memphis.edu for more information. And all the things that you might need. Brianna, Amber, thanks for coming by and talking with us about this. I hope this is a very successful expo for you guys.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate the opportunity to display this, because this is definitely something we want the public to know about and get involved and get active and support us with.
Right on. And it's also something that the city needs so drastically and dramatically.
Oh, right.
We need jobs.
We need people
to start small businesses. That's the backbone of, as Mr. Obama's going to say, the backbone of the middle class, small businesses.
Definitely.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you so much.
All right, and this has been Spotlight 92. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.